Michigan Avenue in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You're listening to the David Kaplan Show, and Anthony Rizzo joins us here during his All-Star break. Anthony, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, Cap, what's going on? Thanks for having me on here.
Thanks for coming on. Let's talk a little bit first about your inaugural cook-off for cancer for charity. You are a cancer survivor. You've always talked very openly about that. But you've been amazing at giving back, not at just in this community, but back down in Florida. The whole charity thing has got to be something that you got involved in before you were afflicted with a very tough disease to beat.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, we would always do some walks for the Susan G. Coleman Foundation. And kind of when I got sick, to be able to open up my own charity and to be able to help out, I think it was it's a great situation that I've been playing for such a big market in Chicago. And I think I could touch a lot of people and help a lot of kids out and families out.
I remember talking to, I think it was Brett Boone who had to deal with, it was Aaron Boone who had to deal with a very serious heart ailment. And he said, you know, before I got sick, 0-for-4, and I took it home and I was brutal. He said, I was just a really bad guy to be around. He said, and then you get sick. He goes, and yeah, 0-for-4 stinks. But he said, the 2-for-4s, the 4-for-4s, they're a little bit sweeter than they always were. And the 0-for-4s, you're like, whatever, I'll get him tomorrow. Is that your attitude now?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you get hits, it's always a great feeling. But at the end of the day, if you're in a little bit of a rut, you know, you think back of what you've been through, and it definitely eases it up a little. I mean, you're still a competitor. I'm still a competitor at the highest level at anything I do. So it still stings a little bit, but, you know, to just be able to look back and think about, you know, just what other kids go through and what people are going through around this country, around this world, it definitely takes it off a little bit, especially going through that.
Anthony, let's talk a little bit about this team. 42-51. Not where you want to be, but certainly nowhere near the train wreck that 2012 was. You see progress being made. And then you hear Matt Garza's likely gone by this weekend, and this guy could be gone, and that guy could be gone. How does that play in the clubhouse? Because you're the ultimate competitor. Samardzija is a competitor. Castro wants to win. I mean, everybody wants to win. How does that play when you know it is what it is, man? It's a business. They're going to probably break us up again.
That's exactly what it is. And none of us like it at all. And but at the end of the day, this is, you know, a multi-billion-dollar business, whatever it is. And it's about building for the future as well at the same time. So I think the guys in charge, they know exactly what they're doing with everything that's going to go on, whether, you know, whoever gets traded, whatnot. I think, you know, they've steered ships in the right direction before, and we all have the most faith in them. But, you know, we're such a good group of guys in the clubhouse that it's tough to see anyone get traded. And we are playing, in my opinion, really, really good baseball, just unable to string along a few wins. So it's tough. But like you said, from last year to this year, it's been, you know, complete turnaround, in my opinion.
We're talking with Anthony Rizzo, the Chicago Cubs. Got a great charity event coming up Wednesday, August 14th. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Cafe Brouwer, the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation will host its inaugural cook-off for cancer, featuring upscale versions of ballpark food prepared by 7 notable Chicago chefs and served by various Chicago Cubs players. One of the hot-button guys in the back, I don't know, where are you tonight? Are you down in Florida?
I'm down in rainy South Florida right now.
Okay, the back page of the Sun-Times today is Sink or Swaim. Cubs manager likely will be gone by the team is ready to contend. And it's a column by Rick Tellender, who's a very, very well-accomplished writer. Dale is a hot-button guy simply because I think the manager gets too much blame and too much credit. It's the players that win and lose games. Can you take us inside the locker room and tell us what it's like playing for Dale Swaim?
I mean, Dale's awesome. He's a competitor just like all of us. And you never see him showing up any of his players on the field on camera at all. Everything will be done behind scenes, and that's what a lot of guys respect out of Dale, is that, you know, he knows how hard it is to play this game, and he's played this game for a lot of years and was very good at it, and he's also played the role of being a utility player, so he knows both ends of the spectrum here, and I think he's done a great job this year of handling everything he's been with, and like I said, I think we, you know, couple of games we hold those leads, we can be talking about a whole different scenario here, but it is what it is, and it's a business.
Anthony, it's Mark Carman sitting here with Cap. You and Starlin are kind of, you know, you're the first young wave, and there's more talent obviously coming, but you two are the first core pieces. Do you feel a certain bond with Starlin that, hey, it's going to be me and you, man, it's up to us to get this thing moving in the right direction?
Well, yeah, we're good friends off the field as well, and we are young, and we're going to grow up together, which is going to be the most exciting thing about it, is that we're both going to continue to mature and develop and have our fun, make our mistakes, but at the end of the day, we want to move in the right direction, and I mean, we talk about we want this in a few years to be our team, and we want to be the complete leaders of the team.
When you hear Starlin get criticized for lack of focus or for this or for that, Dale, I've got to think, addresses whether it's Anthony Rizzo. Like the other night, when you cut that ball off, A, what went through your mind, and what did Dale say to you away from the glare of the media and the fans?
I think it was just something that I took for granted, thinking that Freeze was going to be safe at home and didn't want anything else bigger to happen. Just let that one run score. I thought he'd be safe, you know, clearly, and obviously I messed up. But, you know, Dale knew it was addressed right away. He knew that I knew I messed up, and that type of thing will never happen again. And that's the thing about Dale. He'll address me and other players, and most of the time once it's addressed, it's kind of a done issue and usually doesn't happen again.
You, this year, 54 RBIs, you're hitting .241. You've got some pop in the bat. How comfortable do you feel at the plate? Because it's funny, Todd Hollinsworth, early in the year when you got in that run, before it happened, you struck out. And on TV on the post game, he said, Anthony Rizzo's getting ready to go on a tear. Mark it down. And that's exactly what happened. He says the same thing now. He feels like you're not flying open and you're not pulling off the ball, and he believes you're ready to go on a run again. Do you feel more comfortable at the plate?
I do. I feel real good. I feel like it's just a matter of time before everything starts clicking at once with the average and the power and, you know, everything. And there's been some streaks here where I've almost been on a roll. Guys make some good plays and whatnot, but that's just part of the game. And this is kind of a similar year that I've had personally when I was in Double A. I've kind of struggled early on, and at the end of the year, you know, everything was justified by the outcome and all the numbers and whatnot.
When you are struggling, though, Anthony, I bet you have a lot of people trying to tell you different things. How do you go about just hearing maybe that one voice or two voices? I mean, who do you listen to when you are going through a period?
Well, the best thing for me was when I was in San Diego, I was about 35 times worse than this. So I've dealt with all of that before, and now it's just like, it's just baseball now. It's just me competing against myself, competing against everyone else. And it's really, you know, there's a few certain people that I'll speak to and really value their opinions. And then there's a lot of people trying to tell you stuff that's just kind of, you respect what they say. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's my job and my career.
All right, now you have this big event coming up August 14th, 6 to 10 at Cafe Brouwer. You're going to have chefs including GT Fish and Oyster, Piccolo Sonio, which if you've been there, that's a phenomenal place. Joe's Seafood, which is great. Publican, Purple Pig, Prosecco, and obviously David Burns from Wrigley Field. What are some of the dishes you think that are going to be there that people are going to be like, wow, that's pretty cool for ballpark food?
I think you're going to see a lot of different varieties. Probably, you know, some really upscale nachos, some probably pretzels, hot dogs. You're just going to see a lot of upscale food that's a unique. You know, you get the ballpark food, and you probably feel gross after. You're going to get this and probably feel a little bit better than it was at the ballpark. But, yeah, the chefs that we have, we're really happy with, and they're really on board with everything. We're really excited to have all of them.
Now, how did you get some of these chefs? Because when you get Giuseppe Tentori of GT Fish and Oyster, great spot. Tony Priolo at Piccolo Sonio. I mean, you're getting – that lineup is just ridiculously good.
Yeah, and that's just the that's a big thanks to the Chicago Cubs. The front office has really helped me out a lot, and they're really on board with the foundation. And I mean, them and my mother, who's the president of my foundation, and – they've been working together for the last month and a half, 2 months, every single day. And they've really made it easy for me to be able to play baseball and have this foundation I want at the same time.
Anthony, one of the things I love about you is you can see it on your face that you just love to compete. You hate to lose. I'm wondering, like 8, 9, 10 years old, were you kind of the guy that I don't know, maybe beat up your brother or whoever was around because you couldn't stand losing at anything. Is that accurate?
No, I could never to this day beat up my brother. He always can manhandle me with one hand, and I'll never try. But, yeah, when I was younger, I would never lose at anything. And if I did, I would be up all night until I won. So, and that's just the way I am. And, I mean, it's the way I was raised, and it's the way my dad is. He doesn't like losing to me when I beat him in things. So it's a good trait to have, in my opinion.
Hey, what is it like walking around Chicago as Anthony Rizzo? Got a few bucks in your pocket, good-looking guy, face of the franchise, you play for the Cubs, the city is just ridiculously awesome. What is it like just crawling around in your head?
It's a good feeling. I mean, it's humbling at the same time because, you know, this franchise, you got Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, so many guys, Rick Sutcliffe, so many guys come through here, Andre Dawson, and play in this franchise and be so loved. Mark Grace. It's all I've heard about since I've got here. It's a humbling feeling to be able to say I'm going to be here for the next, you know, six, seven, however many years it's going to be. And I think the best part about it is being able to go to, you know, visit kids at the hospital. And I'm being all honest, to see their faces when they meet me and just to talk to them and their families. That's the biggest thrill I get out of it.
Hey, last one. I did want to ask you that in the age of social media, you've got flip cameras and cell phone cameras, and you're a young guy, you're single, you want to go out and have a good time. How do you protect against somebody who has a hidden agenda and they take a picture that you're like, whoa, hey, that's not me, man. Don't take a picture like that. How do you protect against that?
I think it's just you surround yourself with the people that you want to be hanging out with. And if you go out and you're having, you know, having your fun, when someone wants to take a picture, you say hello to them, you respect them, tell them to have a good night. If they want to take a picture, it depends on, you know, the situation. But it's just part of the job that we signed up for. And especially in Chicago, it's a great city, and it comes with a lot of off-the-field responsibilities too. So it's just what we signed up for, and we represent the Chicago Cubs 24/7.
By the way, how big is your brother if he's throwing you around? Because you're a big dude.
He used to play football at FAU, and he used to weigh 310 pounds. So,
I guess he could throw you around a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little smaller now, but he used to wrestle in high school, and I don't mess with him. He's did some damage to me when I was younger.
Hey, if people want to go to the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation Cook-Off for Cancer, how do they get involved?
They can go to the Cubs website, and there's a link on there. I think it's Cubs/cook or Rizzo44.com, and they could buy tickets. They can buy individual tickets. There's tables that they can reserve. It should be a great night. We got some Blackhawks guys probably coming. Some old Cubs players are going to be there. And we're going to be serving the food. It should be a unique situation.
Going to be a lot of fun. Tickets available at www.cubs.com/cook or Rizzo44.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Anthony, look forward to seeing you when you get back to Chicago. Enjoy your last few days of break off. And here's hoping you have a great second half.
All right, Cap. Thank you.
See you, buddy. There he is, Anthony Rizzo, the Chicago Cubs star first baseman, and one of the really good guys I deal with.